Choose me from
those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, in whose house the scribes and elders had gathered. But Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest. And, going inside, he sat with the guards in order to see how this would end. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for false testimony against Jesus so they might put him to death. But they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At least two came forward and said, "This fellow said, 'I'm able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.'" The high priest stood up and said, "Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you? But Jesus was silent. Then the high priest said to him, I put you under oath before the living God. Tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, You have said so. But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Humanity seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, He's blasphemed. Why do we still need witnesses? You've now heard his blasphemy. What is your verdict? They answered, He deserves death. Then they spat in his face and struck him, and some slapped him, saying, Prophesy to us, you Messiah, who is it that struck you?
God, you have given us the power of communication. I am sorry for the times that I have misused this gift. Help me to be more honest.
Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. May I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. And me, this is what I pray.
Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A servant girl came to him and said, You also were with Jesus the Galilean. But he denied it before all of them, saying, I do not know what you are talking about. He went out to the porch. Another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders, This man was with Jesus of Nazareth. Again, he denied it with an oath, I do not know the man. After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, Certainly, you are also one of them. Your accent betrays you. Then he began to curse and swore an oath, I do not know the man. At that moment, the cock crowed. Peter remembered what Jesus had said before, Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. He went out and wept bitterly.
O God, there have been times that I've fallen short. I've had the opportunity to embrace you, but I've left you cold, rejection. Yet, God, you always welcome me back into your loving arms. Thank you for your grace. Help me trust that you will always be welcoming me home.
Thank you for your grace, dear God. Thank you for your grace. You welcome me with grace so amazing. Thank you. grace so amazing. Thank you for your grace.
When morning came, all of the chief priests and the elders of the people conferred together against Jesus in order to bring about his death. They bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. Now Jesus stood before the governor. And the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You say so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he did not answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many accusations they make against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge. So that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you? Jesus Barabbas? Or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I've suffered a great deal because of a dream about him." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what should I do with Jesus who is called the Messiah?" All of them said, "Let him be crucified." Then he asked, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified."
God, we face injustice every day. God, please forgive me for the times I have not stood up for justice. Help me to protect those who most need defending.
People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, he's the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize people need the Lord? Lord, help us realize that you have paid sin's price. Lord, help us.
Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him, mocking, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They spat on him. They took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they came upon a man from Cyrene named Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull, they offered him wine to drink, mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. And they sat down there to keep watch over him, over his head, as they put the charge on him, which read, "This is Jesus, King of the Jews."
God, for all the times I've stood by and said nothing, for the times I allowed violence to occur, forgive me, God. Help me to have the courage to stand up against violence.
The city was Jerusalem, the time was long ago. The people called him Jesus, the crime was the love he showed. That only he could give. I brought him cause to cry. And though he taught me how to live, I taught him how to die. And I'm the one to blame. The day Oh,
Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and we'll believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he wants to. For he said, 'I'm God's son.'" The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way.
Loving Creator, you entrust us with the care of souls. Yet we often give way to bullies. Sometimes I myself have been unkind to others. I have wounded others with teasing or harshness. God, help me to have a kind heart and to guide my actions.
He was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he hath borne all our sorrows, and with his stripes we are healed. The wounded healer is among us. The wounded healer is here. Not to afflict us, he came to heal us. The wounded healer is near. The
From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And about 3:00, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lemi sabachthai," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "This man is calling for Elijah." At once, one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink. But others said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come and save him." Jesus cried again in a loud voice and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs were also opened, and many of the bodies of saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After his resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquakes and what took place, they were terrified and said, "Truly, this man was God's son."
In the moments of our deepest sorrow, we try to remember that you are with us. Help us, God, to know you are near.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? It causes me to tremble. Were you there is here not to afflict us. He came to heal us, troubled and healed the wounded healer.
Please rise as you're able. You may be seated.
When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. The next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember that impostor said while he was still alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Therefore, command the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may go and steal him away and tell the people he's been raised from the dead. And the last deception would be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can."
From the silence of the grave, when all seems hopeless, your divine spark restores our hope. Help me trust your presence, God, even in the darkest moments.
Send us hope, dear God, send us hope. Send us hope, dear God, send us hope. Help us to know that you are present, even in hope, dear God, send us hope. Send us hope, dear God, send us
God, from the place of darkness, God, from the depths of the tomb, we reach for you. We reach for your hope. In this place of despair, when we are so aware that we are human, we know that it is your humanity that saves us. Lift us up, God. Stay with us in this time. Amen.